Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me today on this Thanksgiving night is my dad. We are live after Thanksgiving dinner. How you doing, Dad?
Oh, everything's great. I'm stuffed.
And me too. I'm stuffed as well.
Room for the NFL.
Absolutely. There's always room for the NFL. Three games now. There used to be two, but now there's three. We saw Detroit dismantle Green Bay, and they signed Matt Flynn. I didn't think they would, but they did. They had no more. They had no choice. They had to sign Flynn.
They expected less of a learning curve.
They had hoped so, but I think that he was exposed too much. So when you're exposed that much to the league and you've been cut three times in a year, that doesn't look highly upon yourself. So
they were hoping to maintain a holding pattern
till Rob. Yeah, that's what they were hoping for. Well, they were hoping for Seneca Wallace to do that, but all of a sudden Tolzien, nope. Now you get
quarterback-driven league.
Absolutely.
And I expect some more rule changes.
Well, how many teams have good backups? How many teams can you look and say?
Can't afford to have depth.
No. Yeah. You only hope to get a formerly good quarterback who's older that still has a little bit left in the tank.
The product's watered down.
Absolutely.
Well, I watched the Grey Cup last week.
At the CFL, Canadian Football League?
Oh, God, that was a great game. And the amazing part is you can actually hit people. There's personal responsibility out there. It's really great.
Yeah. Canada's all about that.
Yeah.
Their football.
They're not about begging for pass interference the way the league is today. It's hard to watch these games, seeing these people petition the rest. It's beneath them. It's beneath the game.
Yeah. I mean, they let them play up there. They let them play, and that's good. That's
what you want. It's a great game. Great enthusiasm.
The Saskatchewan Rough Riders won, I believe?
Yeah, they did.
The Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
They beat the Tiger Cats?
Hamilton Tiger Cats, yes.
Yeah. If you picked just by uniforms, you would have had the winner.
That's true. Some of their uniforms, I mean, who's it? The Toronto Argonauts. Their uniforms are just pretty dull.
Yeah. So it was refreshing, and that's what the NFL should go back to, but I don't think it's going to happen. It's quarterback-driven, it's lawyer-driven. It's the 800 pound rule.
Yeah, exactly, and they're not going to be able to do much about that, so just enjoy it while you do.
Because it is the only game around, so.
It is. There's no other way to really go for it. So we saw Detroit dismantle Green Bay. Dallas held off Oakland, which I was kind of surprised. I thought they would run away with that game, but
they can't stop anybody, Dallas.
No.
But here in the general, the overview, it's week 12, so we're talking the three-quarter pole, if it was a horse race.
Yeah, and it's truly is down the stretch.
Yeah, we're fanning out. So I think we know the leaders, right? I don't think that the Patriots, I don't think anybody's catching them in that division.
No, not in their division. They're going to
the Bengals look like they're going to make it there in the north.
Yeah.
Now, the AFC South.
The Colts will hold off anybody. The Colts will hold off the Titans, I think.
I think you're right.
They've had a bad run of it lately, but there's not much that the Titans can do. I know they're a couple games off, but
Now the West won't be challenged. The Broncos, right?
I know the Chiefs have been exposed, but you know it's hard to say with them. You have an experienced coach in Reed,
but they're flawed by they really can't generate a lot of offense. The quarterback takes very few risks.
True, but Reed isn't the kind of coach who's going to call a lot of long pass plays. He's one of the original, you know, West Coast guys, if you think about it.
Well, I think if you're going to put average and want to say better or worse, you'd have to use him as a barometer of near average or slightly below average, a point expectation out of Smith.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, that's very limiting. They were lucky, I think, by getting ahead of a lot of people in the league.
That's true. They do have a good defense.
I don't think the schedule. Well, they do. They do play some defense,
and that helps them.
They can never enter a track meet, though.
No, I don't. But they're not. Never did any of Andy Reid's teams have the ability to hold up in a track meet.
Well, the question is, Andy Reid, Marty Schottenheimer with a mustache?
He might be. He might be.
Does he have 10-6 and can't bring it to the promised land?
Well, I think that, I think that's been shown. The only time he did, the only time he did is when he had a very high profile wide receiver,
right?
In Terrell, in TL. That was the only time they got over the hump.
But he had a quarterback that didn't know that there was overtime.
Well, yeah, Donovan. That was a very silly mistake on his part.
Well, the coach must have never mentioned it.
Well, but yeah.
Yeah, I blame management, I think.
Especially when they're a bunch of head cases, right? Sometimes. So
that kind of covers the AFC.
Yeah, it's just who. The only question is who gets the sixth spot.
You really expect them not to go to the Super Bowl at all?
Who?
Whatever six seed there are.
No, I'm not expecting them to go to the Super Bowl, but you can at least, because look here, if you think
about
it.
Is it important? I mean, do we really need to know that?
You could, because if I were to look at the NFC, that's six spot.
Well, let's go there.
Let's go over there. Okay.
Let's start in the East.
All right, well, I think it's going to be the Eagles. I know the Cowboys won today.
Yeah.
And then, I think the Eagles are going to hold them off.
I think they're kind of like the, I think you kind of erase them. I think it's like the NFC North this year. I don't think any of those teams are going anywhere. I don't think anybody in the East is going anywhere. So kind of like that don't fall off like a glacier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and move on to the North again, which doesn't look promising. A lot of injured quarterbacks.
Right.
Lions dominant. They close a lot. I think they won first time since what year?
2003. They won on Thanksgiving for the first time since 2003. And it was the first time in a very long time that they were in first
Most
place
people have definitely
playing
changed
Thanksgiving.
Far since then.
Oh, absolutely, they have. Yeah, right. I think that game was the McMahon. That was the McMahon game.
Right. I think the Rutgers moved at least twice since then.
Yeah, the skirts keep getting shorter and shorter since then.
Yeah, yeah.
2003. That was 10 years ago. It's hard to believe. So that's the first time they won. So yeah, I think the Lions are going to make that. But here's the thing. Whoever comes out of the East is the weakest of all the
divisions.
It's they're the weakest of all the division winners and the weakest out of all six. Yeah. So whoever gets that fifth seed, whether it be the Panthers or the Niners.
So if
the Panthers get that fifth seed,
huge.
They play the fourth seed, which will be the NFC East winner. And we already agree that the Panthers are better than either the Cowboys or the Eagles, correct?
Well, I think there's no doubt about that. But here's the great part. In this horse race analogy, here at the three-quarter pole, I see the Panthers as stalkers. So they're playing the role of that. So they're not in the lead, but they're right behind the leaders.
Yes,
and
they are.
And they can close down.
Yes, they are.
And I think from a betting angle, they should be favorable. Because they won't be seen as a lead dog.
I think that's true. And history has shown that several wild card teams coming into the playoffs have been successful. The Giants have a couple years ago.
I'm basing it on last year's season where the Panthers ended the last five games very strong. So they seem to improve. Really like them as a dog.
Teams that end strong come on strong,
sure.
Because they have those last little bits.
I'm liking that.
But I mean, the Steelers a couple years, several years ago against the Cardinals, they were the fifth seed.
There you go.
There were some other examples too. So the Panthers are pretty much going to win that game against the fourth seed. And then they move on to the next round.
So we did the East and North. Now what about the NFC South?
Well, the South, it's I don't.
Atlanta's done.
Atlanta's done.
Tampa Bay's done.
Tampa Bay's done. I mean, I still think Tampa Bay is going to be. I think they could pull off 8-8. They'd have to win the last five games, but I can see it.
Really?
There's no more talk about insurrection against Shiano. Shiano's getting credit now, and if you look back, there were some games that they should have won.
Yeah.
So Panthers and Saints.
Yes.
They still play each other twice.
Saints look really rejuvenated.
Yeah, well, when you have your head coach back, and you don't have...
You know what it kind of is like? It's like reconstituted orange juice, you know? They added him and mixed it up, and delicious, right?
Also, the addition of Rex Ryan, or Rob Ryan.
Rob Ryan.
You can say a lot about the Lions, and you can say a lot about Rob. I mean, there's a reason why he's still defensive coordinator, and Rex at least had a head coaching job.
Because he looks crazy. He looks like that wrestler.
Oh.
I'm trying to think of his name. I think he was from New Jersey.
New Jersey guys. Bam Bam Bigelow?
I don't know what that was. One of those WWE wrestlers. Straggly hair and...
That's
dog at least, looking like...
That's at least 100 people.
Mad dog, yeah.
I don't know.
Looking thing, yeah.
But, yeah, no, he definitely has a look about him. So that helps, too, because he gets a... When you have a defense, like last year, the Saints were the worst defense by far, right. And you have a beaten crew, all of a sudden you have this bravado come in, this...
Right, you're opportunistic.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
A shame. Peyton.
Peyton wants that.
Yeah.
He wants it.
So, yeah, everybody's opportunistic. I mean, here's the guy that kicks in the Super Bowl against the Colts and Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Onside kick to start the
second half.
Huge risk, reaches out there, play calling. His personality is reflective, definitely.
Sure. Well, he's a Parcells
disciple.
And what did Parcells say about him after a practice?
He said that they were jab.
Yeah, they jabbed me. Because in practice, the offense faces off against the defense.
And there are certain players that are off limits. They shouldn't be calling certain players, and they did.
But all of a sudden, they do. So you don't want to make that defense look too bad, and then he did. But that's what you want.
He apologized, yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. But that's what you want. You want that
sort of sneak attack.
Yeah. All of a sudden, popping in and doing that stuff, sure.
But then again, in any relationship, who wants to be remembered for the worst thing they ever did? No, so it's not really fair.
No, it's not fair.
So I can see how we move on that far.
Yeah, exactly. So we got the Saints pretty much in the South, even though the Panthers might make a good one.
Right.
I don't think that the Saints
could
get that up.
It's
the West.
And how heavily contested is that with the rising Cardinals 7-4?
Again, with the Niners 7-4.
Is Carlson Palmer actually doing something and those guys playing defense? I think it's a highly underrated team. I didn't expect them to do well.
Nobody did.
And the Rams are almost respectable.
They are. They're
young, very young.
They're young. They have a veteran coach, and they realize their back's against the wall.
What about this running back? I mean, this guy
Zach Stacy
wiggles.
He's great.
A lot of north south in him.
Can I just tell you, I picked him up on my fantasy team a couple weeks ago.
Really?
I was dead in the water a couple weeks ago. All of a sudden, I picked him up. He has been amazing. Let me point this out here. Here, I'll give you an example.
So you noticed something about him.
Oh, my gosh, do I. So I'll give you an example. Last week, I came on, I gave my roster, and I said that I was totally fine with losing because I had three quarterbacks. I had to pick up Casey Keenum, which a big mistake. I had two wide receivers out. All these guys out. I'm trying to fill a roster. I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel here. Up against the guy, he's got Andre Johnson, he's got Tony Romo, all these guys. According to the website stats, I'm supposed to lose by 30 points.
Oh,
and I'm like, you know what? I had won 5 out of the last 6.
Huge.
With a three game winning streak.
Huge.
Okay. Last week, Zach Stacy gets me 15 points. Mike Wallace, who hasn't scored a touchdown since week two.
I paid deep.
Since week two, he gets me 18 points.
Great.
Eddie Lacy, who has been I had him since.
Yeah, he's rounding in the form.
I had him since the beginning. I took Monte Ball and Eddie Lacy. I said one of these guys are going to work.
One's not going to.
Rookie running backs. Yeah. What? They only have a shelf life. Use them now or they don't. They got me. Eddie Lacy got me 20 points. Sure. I won by 40 points.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to lose by 30. I won by 40.
Oh, that's one of the biggest comebacks.
So now I'm on a winning streak. I thought I was going to lose. I was surprised that I won. So Zach Stacy is very good. And St. Louis is
now his style.
Lucky to have him.
His style.
He's pretty.
He does the hip fake thing. He's not a big wide.
No.
Maximum use out of each step.
Right.
Looks like you got a hold of him, so he definitely has balance and a breakaway ability. After contact, he's still going.
Well,
3-6 feet.
You got to think that Jeff Fisher is saying, "Do I see Eddie George again?"
Really?
Well, you got to think.
It's a huge compliment.
Well, any coach who goes to another place, they were successful in place.
Yeah.
You want to have that again, and so you're going to find players who remind you, who are fit your mold. Yeah. So if Eddie George fits his mold,
he to me is just
Zach Stacy's good.
A great professional. I mean,
Fisher or Stacy? No,
I'm looking at Stacy.
Yeah,
a great professional.
Absolutely,
that's how you do ball control. You're not stripping him. He's gaining yards after contact.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing real flashy.
No.
So no wasted steps.
Right.
So very consistent. Very impressive to watch.
Right. So if I were to look at the teams that are going to make the playoffs. Really, yeah. It's the Seahawks, the Saints, and everyone else.
Well, the Seahawks, so the 49ers, you don't have them in there?
It's going to be hard to overcome that. Because Seattle, well, if you have to play a road game in Seattle, you're likely to lose.
Really?
When was the last time they lost a home playoff game?
I like what they're doing. I kind of got a little bit cold on the 49ers, but lately I see the discipline, I see the dominance on defense.
Oh, they are.
So I'm thinking this is a nice way. They're closing it down, being efficient, and I'm not counting them out where I wasn't looking favorable a couple weeks ago. You know, in the NFL with the schedule, 16 weeks, 17 weeks with the bye, it's like everybody wants to go into, if it's a patient, you see these teams, people want to check their pulse.
Right.
Like every hour. You know, the patient's in there for a week, a month. We want to know moment by moment how they're doing.
Because there are so few games.
Right.
If you were to do that in baseball, you'd go crazy. You'd be obsessive. But if you do it in the NFL, you only have to do it 16, 17 times. So you're done with that. You're done with that. But if you're in baseball, that's every day. You've got to every day. Football, you play the game once a week, move on to the next week. You still have that.
Kind of reminds me of betting on horses where you have to wait down for 20-30 minutes between races. So it's all time for opinions and nothing else. So this happens a week, not 20 minutes, a whole week.
Yeah.
And then if the results change beyond expectations, then people want to reassess everything about the patient.
I think that's very true. And then in the AFC, I mean, really we're just looking at...
The
Broncos, right? I know, but if you're thinking about in the playoffs, who's going to make the deep run? You got to think that it's going to be the Broncos, and you know, unfortunately, I'm not seeing it.
The reason I'm not seeing it,
I'm just saying the deep run.
Okay. Well, deep run, maybe because hey, here's the thing: think of what Peyton Manning's record is in cold weather.
Which
how do you
want to
a stadium in cold weather? You spend all that time.
I absolutely agree.
So that's happened. So we're not sure deep run. I saw, weren't they knocked out in the playoffs? Was it last year?
Last year.
Okay, what happened? Who went up there and beat them?
Baltimore.
Ravens
and then they went on to win the Super Bowl.
Well, okay. So, hey, a lot of people have this guy, Peyton Manning, on Pennsylvania. I see it in, like, heat racing. This guy wins a lot of regular season heats. But, I mean, how many features does he have? Hey, the Super Bowl he won, I mean, I'm not going to get too specific, but he beat Rex Grossman. Okay, so
I understand that.
So you see the regular season record.
I realize that. I understand that.
And it's about Tom Brady. And the head, how about the head bump with Gronk? I mean, it made you sick, but it was fun. When you dominate,
fun.
You're feeling it. Right?
Fun for a guy who has no brain. Gronk doesn't have to worry about headbutting anybody.
Gronk.
You'd got to be worried going up against that lunkhead. Oh, God, did I bust my brain? He doesn't have a brain. Are you kidding me? He's only working.
Oh, that
he's
was
like
huge.
A,
that was huge. That just turned me on. So easy with penciling in these teams. Like, coming out forever.
Okay, but seriously. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know they're the favorite. Don't care.
Okay, but if we take out the Broncos, who then in the AFC would make the deep run? But again, why are we penciling them in? Why should we pencil them in? I understand they've won three titles. However, they were sort of accused, found to be cheating. But anyway, moving on.
Right.
So
I've been wanting a long time. Every single professional team in Boston, I believe, has won a championship since they did. I know the Bruins have. I know the
Bruins,
Red Sox
Celtics,
have. I know the
and
Celtics
the Red Sox, yeah.
Have. Okay, so every team. So how long ago is that? Is it a decade? Is it 9 years? How many years?
Since their first Super Bowl?
No, since their loss.
04. So it's almost been
it's
10 years.
So that's nine. It's almost 10 years.
But I mean...
Yeah, well, hey.
But so. I see, I don't think, and I'll tell you why. Because here's what people...
Cincinnati? No.
Not Cincinnati. But let me finish up on the Patriots for a minute. People were talking... who is it? Players on the team in their perfect regular season, the 18-1 season,
yeah.
They were talking about leading up into the Super Bowl. We were tired. We were exhausted.
Oh,
that takes a lot out of you. Wait, it's the Super Bowl. You're going to complain, and then you're going to lose, and you're going to be looking... You're going to look like... You're 18-1. You lost the Super Bowl.
Okay.
On perfect. So don't go. Oh, we were tired. We couldn't. No, you go 19-0, and so stop it. So you know, enough with that.
Well, a lot is expected of them. Sure.
There is, and I'm gonna be more than happy.
I expect a lot of surprises.
I'm gonna be more than happy when Belichick and Brady leave.
Yeah, of course. I know you're a hater.
He left me first.
He left me first.
Leon Hess died. But
you're jilted?
Yes, I'm jilted.
Yeah.
I'm sorry Leon Hess died, but that's no reason to go, all right, I got to get out of here.
Well, remember this. It stops hurting and stop caring.
Well, it's...
Yeah, you got to move on.
I understand that, but I'm sitting here with microphones. I'm sitting here with microphones and putting this on the internet. I could be doing this right on the couch with you, but instead I'm putting this out for the world. So, no, I'm not stopping to carry it.
Okay.
I'm not stopping to carry it. All right, so who do you like this week?
Well, I'm going with that Bruner theory.
There's one Bruner this week.
Washington's at home.
At home.
Getting one. Yeah, against the Giants, right? Who have pretty much packed it in. Now, they could suck it up to Washington. Washington can't stop anybody. This RG3 thing, I don't know if he's playing the owner to get the coach or, you know, trying to leverage himself. And he's not taking responsibility for what's going wrong.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't like that. So blaming others, or that's not my fault. Now, you're only, I forget who said that, you're only a loser when you start blaming other people.
I think that's really good.
I think that's good. Who said that?
I don't know. That'll be an interesting one to look up at. I think that the fact between Griffin's father showing up in the locker room has been a cause of...
What's he doing here?
I don't know. I don't know.
Cashing in.
Probably. But what I'm saying, between the because RG3 is now, he's upset. Now, listen, just because you're upset doesn't mean good things will happen to you. But between that, the focus on him for that, a bad game at home, plus the Giants coming off a loss to Dallas going on the road.
The coach is enamored with this guy. That's a big mistake.
Right.
What they should do is play the backup. This guy obviously does
Cousins.
Not. Kirk Cousins. He doesn't have acceleration. You can see he has trouble getting a burst to get going. Once he starts running, you know.
Griffin.
Yeah, so this is their trap in him. He's not throwing the ball accurately at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, there has to be a change here. Now, if you're a fan of the team, you want him to continue to fail, then. Once they get their budget straightened out, because I think they were a short $10 million for allegedly cheating and taking advantage years before in the salary
cap. Oh yeah,
yeah. I think $10 million is short.
Yeah.
So once they, you know, so maybe you know, who knows? That's the best you can ask for.
I don't know.
But enough. That's way too much time spent on that.
But I will say this: it was a smart. Remember, Cousins was drafted in the same draft as Griffin. He was used as a backup. So I agree that they should give Cousins, because why else would you draft him if you're not going to give him the chance as that insurance policy? And if Griffin, you know, is not playing up to his standard, then he should be there. So now that's the only other, that's the only Bruner this week.
Yeah, that's the only thing I really like.
Yeah, well, it's so hard with these other games, especially because, you know, there are six teams in the hunt for that AFC 6 spot.
Yeah.
The Niners and the Cardinals are tied at the same record. The Panthers are one game behind the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these races are closer than we actually think.
They all can get in.
They all, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is that now these games are probably going to be harder to call in terms of the betting aspect of it, because it could go one way or the other.
Well, much like marching down the field, the closer you get to the end of the end zone, mm-hmm. The less field there is to defend.
True.
So it gets tighter and tighter as you get towards the finish line when the teams fan out.
Yeah.
So, I'm expecting a great run through the stretch here.
Absolutely.
Because the playoffs have started. I mean, in my mind, because it is a Super Bowl run anytime after Thanksgiving.
Yes, absolutely.
You're going to have the pretenders and the contenders.
And watch out for the teams that are hot at the end of the season. If you're hot, go. Doesn't matter what position you are. You know, first seed, sixth seed. If you're hot going into playoffs,
but that's what
That will sustain.
Sure. When you compare the Panthers to the Chiefs, the Chiefs really can't improve.
No, I don't think so.
The Panthers can. Yeah. So this is what happens. Sometimes in a race you're right. You know, in the marathon race, 16 games, it's more than that. So.
Absolutely.
So you got Chiefs out there, you know, looking better.
Yeah.
Saying we got this, and then before you know it, the whole squad of teams are right up with you.
They're right behind you, and then they're going to cause some problems for you. Yeah, you much rather would be hot late. It's what they always talk about in college football. You know, a September loss.
Does happens not... in baseball too.
Right? Huh?
Baseball, you want to be hot late.
Oh my god! Oh yeah, because the teams that so many teams that have won the wild card in the last 20 years or so. They have got a very large number have gone on to the World Series, if not won the World Series.
That's great.
I mean, I can think of the 97 Marlins. I could think of the 03 Marlins. Just a lot of teams. And it's hard to believe that it happens that way. So great. Well, I'm excited to see this week of football.
Oh, absolutely.
Started off good with some Thanksgiving games, and then we got this Sunday, and then Monday, and it's a whole another week to go over.
Yeah, it's great. And I want to see how many of these games are rescheduled, or how does how do they describe it? Will they take a team out, flex scheduling, or whatever they're using?
There's not many flexing. For the Sunday night game, there's not many flexing gonna happen because there's not too many, not too many real big matchups, or at least the same matchups. Again, Carolina and New Orleans, they're playing each other twice. They still have to play each other twice.
Right.
The Niners and the Seahawks still have to play each other. Arizona and the Seahawks still have to play each other twice.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot of good
exactly.
action right
so
there.
So there's gonna be the Cowboys and the Eagles. They still have to play again.
Right.
So, I mean, there's still a lot of games, but, you know, hopefully...
Do they have to play again?
I think they do. I thought they do. I could be wrong.
I don't think so.
Well, then I could be wrong. It's not the first
but
time.
But the division record there, I think Cowboys are... Maybe
Cowboys are big. They have...
No, maybe they do play
they
again.
Might. I don't know. Well, we'll figure it out. They might have to play each other again. I know they have to play. I'm almost positive
because that, Eagles haven't lost at home.
Yeah, they have to, next week. They're playing
next week.
Next week they play.
Next 7-5 Cowboys.
Right. Yeah, they have to play each other.
One.
Okay, they have to play each other one more. The last Sunday of the season. Sunday of the season. So
because they lost early in the year.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
All right. Great,
Dad.
Bring it on. Let's do it. Great. Well, thank you very much, Dad, for joining. Appreciate it.
Digest that meal.
Yeah, you too as well. Okay. You can find us on iTunes at Everyman Sports. You can come to our website, everymansports.podbean.com, or you can email me at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you later.